to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Shattered plans. Have you ever had things that you've wanted to do and suddenly they've not worked? They don't work anymore, and or you've dropped literally something on the floor in pieces. And I said yesterday that there are lessons we can learn about this. The first thing I said was life's not perfect, and the second thing I want to say is that you're not perfect. So whether you like it or not, you're not infallible. At some point you will fail. I mean, we all do that, and as much as you might spend hours trying to present yourself as perfect, proving to the world that you've got it all together, the truth is that no one is. It's accepting your faults. And as you do that, you gain strength because you no longer have to hide those things. And so that you can experience failures and triumphs. You might have been on the wrong path. That's another point. Sometimes it's not until your path is blocked that you think, well, maybe I haven't been on the right path. It's not easy to realize I've been traveling the wrong road. Maybe this has happened to you before. What is it that's important? It's never too late to stop and do some serious thinking about where you're headed in life. Relationships matter more than you thought. You might have sacrificed being home or spent less time with your family or been enjoying the company of good friends too much because you got wrapped up in your job. And you've forgotten about things. Things sometimes are going to provide relief, but because they are things, they're not people. And as much as you think you love them, they're not going to love you back. They're not a shoulder to cry on. They're not a friend to confide in. So relationships do matter more than you think. And this is another thing about belief. This is where God comes into it. I'm not talking necessarily about church, but a direct relationship with God, a loving Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, His Son. And you might think that faith doesn't really matter, but there'll come a time when you will want to have something bigger than yourself. So I wonder if you could remember this, that God is still in control. When things get shattered, when our dreams are shattered, we feel that sense of devastation, and we might be tempted to think that God has forgotten about us. But the reality is that God controls your plans. You can trust God. Trust the Lord with scripture, for example, Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. Here's a great verse to think about. The Lord says, "My thoughts and my ways are not like yours. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, my thoughts and my ways are higher than yours." In Job 17, verse 11 from the Old Testament, "My days are past, my plans have been shattered along with my heart's desire." That's how Job felt. He had a terrible calamity that happened in his life through loss and devastation, but he actually was able to believe that God had something better for him. And there's another fact in Psalm 34:18. This is a great promise as well. You can take it as a promise for yourself. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted, and he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And broken plans sometimes have, unfortunately, some tragic surroundings. For example, I'm talking about 1947, a long time ago, but none of the passengers in the DC-4 ever knew what happened. They died, and this airline flight bound for Quito in Ecuador crashed into a 14,000-foot-high peak of the mountain not far from Bogota, and it dropped, and there was a young fellow whose name was Glenn Chambers. He'd begun a new ministry in a group called The Voice to the Andes, a young man who just started out in his plan. And before he left the Miami airport earlier that day, he'd dashed off a note to his mother on a bit of paper that he found on the floor of the terminal. And this bit of paper was an advertisement for something that had the word "why" written across the center of it. So after the note had been written, this young man was killed tragically in this plane crash. And so they got the bit of paper with the question "why," and that is a tormenting question. Why? How do you actually answer a question like that? Lord, often we say we don't understand why this has happened. I didn't want this. It's happened. But Lord, I'm asking for your help. Even though we can't see it, I know that you have something better for me than I'd planned for myself. May, Lord, you give us the grace to believe it and the faith to see it. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.